You're like, yes. Okay. Let me do. All right. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Bonjour, bonjour, chandeliers, and welcome to the Shining Your Light podcast. I'm your host, Paige Engel. I am so delighted you decided to join us today. You know, one day I was sitting at lunch. The sun was shining through the window. Laughter filled the room. I took a deep breath, looked around, and realized that I was completely surrounded by a group of fabulous changemakers and influencers who were shining their light and making a difference in the world. And the best part was, they were all my friends. Honestly, it would be a crime for me to keep this greatness to myself, so I decided to share it with you. And the Shining Your Light podcast was born. Each week, I will introduce you to a changemaker, influencer, or thought leader. So grab your notebook and pen and get ready to shine. I am so super excited. I know I say that all the time, but excitement is part of my jam, to have with us the ladies from Legacy Concierge Services, Molly and Deanna.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. So,
hello, ladies. So let me tell you guys, so happy you guys are here. Go ahead.
No, we're just really, really excited and grateful to for you to have us.
Oh my gosh. You know, I just want to tell everyone, what I was going to say is, let me just tell you guys why I have them on the podcast today. I was able to meet them last year when I was doing a little speaking tour in California, and these ladies just blew my mind. So Molly has worked in senior care since 1992 and has worked in assisted living, memory care, skilled nursing, and adult day health care. She has taken an active role as a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association and is currently the vice president of the board for the Petaluma People Services. Deanna also has extensive experience, actually over 15 years in senior care, worked assisted living, memory care, skilled nursing, in-home care, senior living placement, and she is also done a numerous, probably too many to even name, organizations that she helped, including the Alzheimer's Association. And she is currently serving on the board of the Area Agency on Aging in Sonoma County. And together with all their brilliance, they started Legacy Concierge Services in 2016. And actually, this month marks their 3-year anniversary. Congratulations. And their primary goal for why they're doing what they do is to empower families who are navigating through the aging process. So I am so excited to have you guys here with us today. And the one thing that I will say that I love, love, love that you guys have, it's a part of your core and your brand, is that you say your dignity is your legacy. Can you guys please go into that a little bit for us and share what you mean by that statement?
That's everything for us. We're serving a population and a community that we are honored to be a part of. And one of the reasons that we called our business Legacy is because we serve the senior community and their families. And being caregivers ourselves in our past, in our lives, we realize the act of caregiving can be very challenging. And at times it can become very focused on task-oriented moments, I guess, together, where your family members or caregivers are really focused on, you know, getting to the grocery store, making doctor's appointments, picking up medications, making sure your house is safe and clean. And you become so task oriented that you forget about the relationship you have with your loved one. And so we wanted to put ourselves in a position where we can really focus in on the tasks so that the family can focus on the legacy of their family. And within that legacy comes a level of integrity for us in terms of how we serve, because we need to honor the integrity of their family. And for the families themselves, they are honoring the integrity and the dignity of their elder loved one who has created their family and who has contributed so much. Right. And it allows them to focus on those gifts that can continue to be shared with one another rather than to be taken away by with a focus on tasks.
I love that. You know, I'm a caregiver as well. I say that I'm right dab in the middle of that sandwich generation. Yes. And, you know, it's just crazy. So one of the things that I always ask all my guests is, what is your unfair advantage?
You want to do that?
Well, I think our unfair advantage is we both come from, I consider ourselves, Molly and I, both kindred spirits in that we really have focused on, well, basically what Molly just touched on was, you know, really making sure that we're honoring the family's wishes, the dignity of the person that needs care. But we've also, with our knowledge and the vast amount of knowledge that we've gained over the years, we're able to listen, I think, between the lines of really what's going on within the family and what's going on with that person, and really creating a real genuinely tailored approach to what that person needs, and not putting into a text box or into a, you know, a cookie cutter solution. We really are trying to dig out every little detail that's going to help enhance that person's life. And sometimes they're not able to communicate what that is. So it's really, it's not just about a 1 minute conversation. It's, you know, this could be a week long uncovering of that information. So I think we pride ourselves, and I stand alone in that, is that we really take the time to get to know the whole dynamic of that individual person that needs care, but and also the family.
Right. And I think it's a really rare thing to have an organization like with what we do. We bring, as when you read the introductions, we have hands-on experience. We didn't just learn this in a book. This is, we're taking the experience, like Deanna said, that we had, and we're sharing that with families, but we're also over those, you know, that long time frame of when we were working, you know, in the skilled nursings and the assisted livings, we were creating and developing relationships out in the community with other professional services that also have the same vision in terms of serving and honoring families. So when a family contacts us, not only do they get our experience and our knowledge, but they're also now going to be connected to the entire network of people, of business, you know, professionals, whether it be an elder law attorney or a professional landscaper or a chef. We have all of those. They're tapping into all of those resources, and that really takes us over the edge, because we always tell families, you know, with one call, we can take care of you. And that we're very genuine in that, and we're constantly learning and growing our network with people who have dignity, integrity, and honor in their focus and how they do their business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love that. So you guys are definitely a resource for people. And, you know, a lot of times it can be a very difficult conversation to have with that elderly or that aging family member. What would be the one piece of advice that you would give to families that are starting this whole process?
Well, you know, that could be, you know, very layered in the answer. You know, not everyone is receptive to it. So our first question when we talk to families, when they reach out to us, is, you know, what is going, first of all, what's going on, obviously, what prompted the call, but we ask how receptive the person that they're calling for is to this new change. And that really gives us a good idea of, you know, they're on board, but they want, you know, just some answers, or they're, you know, they've dug their heels in and they're, you know, in their opinion, they're not going anywhere. So it really helps us kind of navigate the conversation, because sometimes we just go in as we take our name tags off and just sit down and have a conversation, and we're able to still get a lot of information that we need, but in a really unthreatening way. So we just have to read the situation, and sometimes it's on the fly. We have to read it.
Right. And the big thing too is for the families to know they're not alone. They're not the only ones going through this journey. And oftentimes when we're done sitting down with a family, kind of going over our initial consultation with them, the first thing that most people will say is, I wish I would have called you sooner. They take a big breath of air and you can see their shoulders come down a little bit and relax. And they now know that they have a support system and they're not alone in this process. So, and I think that's one of their big takeaway, because they know is when they've got us on board, we're diving in and we're gonna help them and hold them up, and they can lean on us anytime.
Oh, this topic is very, very, you guys know, for the listeners may not know, this topic is very, very dear and close to my heart, because like I said, I have a sick mother and we use services here. And so tell me a little bit, I know why I love you ladies so much, but what was really your inspiration to starting this business?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's funny, the inspiration, we have so many. I mean, obviously the people we serve, they are such an amazing influence on what we do and our need to want to learn more. But we actually have had this conversation in the last maybe couple of weeks about really breaking it down to who our big influences are. And it comes comes back to our moms. We do a presentation. We love to do presentations so we can do education, but we have a presentation that we do and we talk about who inspires us, and it's our moms. I mean, they're the ones who, they instill dignity and they instill integrity, they instill love. And because of that, we are able to share that with the people that we serve. And so it's kind of like when we post, we have a Facebook page for Legacy, and when we post something, usually the first two people to make comments or respond or give us a thumbs up are always our moms. And we're so grateful for that. And really, there's so many influences in life, but when it all comes down to it, it comes back to our families.
Yeah. And didn't you guys, I love my mama too. Mamas are the best. And didn't you guys take your moms to like a pretty big concert? What did you guys take your moms to?
Oh yeah, we were at, we saw Maria Shriver speak in California. It was actually a powerful talk, because she was just dealing with her family member that had just passed and with Alzheimer's, and I don't know if you heard lately that Gavin Newsom, our new governor, just appointed her to an Alzheimer's task force here in California, which is the first ever task force to address Alzheimer's, which is fabulous. We took our moms, and it was a really proud moment for both of us, because that we had only been a year or so in, and we really got to, treat our moms to a little VIP showing of Maria Shriver and her talking about her book and her journey. And it was a proud moment for Molly and I. It was
super special.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. So I always ask this question as well. This is the second question I always ask, because you guys know I'm a traveler. So where is your favorite place to travel and why?
Gosh. Well, I know, hands down Hawaii. That's our happy place. That's our place where we reconnect. I know it is for a lot of people, but it's a magical place. And we've been going once a year since we've been married, my husband and I, and now the kids, and that's, God, seems like a lifetime. About 21 years now. Yeah, we go.
Okay.
That's our place.
That's your place.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Mine is, I have one and a half, I'll tell you. Our favorite place to go, with my husband and I, we go up to a little town up in the Sierra Mountains called Gray Eagle, and it's our little heaven on earth. It's the most beautiful place in the world. It's beautiful scenery, hiking, lakes, kayaking. We take our dogs, and it's awesome. But my real big favorite place is Ireland. And we're going in like 10, going in like 15 days. So I'm practicing my Irish brogue. So
and getting ready for it. Getting ready for it. So before we go, I have two more questions. The first one is, what's next? Like, what's your goal this year for Legacy Concierge Services?
Yeah. This year, actually, our biggest focus in 2019, Molly and I kind of, we talked about it at the end of the year, and really what our mission would be for this year, because it's a growth year for us. We had a really good year last year, and you know, I think we're in a position now to not just worry about keeping the business afloat, but to really giving back even more through education. So we've been doing a lot of talks around here and doing a lot of presentations, and it's not just about us, but it's actually educating folks with tools that we'll be loading up onto our website soon, but tools to help people get through this process, to start it, to start the process, to start the conversations, but really educating people on kind of what to look for, but also what to avoid. So it's kind of our platform of 2019 is to get everybody out of crisis mode and having to operate in crisis mode and being somewhat prepared. So when and if the crisis does hit, there, it's not a scramble. It's, you know, there's at least some sort of conversation around it and somewhat of a plan in place. So that's our goal.
Oh, I love it. Okay, I love that. So I know where I can find you. I can find you. I could just hop on a plane from Wisconsin to California to the, you know, Bay Area and find you. But where can everyone else find you online?
We are trying to increase that every day. But we have a website, legacyconciergeservices.com. We're very active. Okay. We have a very active Facebook page. You'll see a lot of inspiration and empowering messages that we share, as well as live videos that we like to do when we're you know, maybe dealing with a certain situation. We want to hop online and try to empower and educate families in that moment. And then we're also just now discovering Instagram.
Yay! So
we're learning how to utilize that tool as well, and it's going really well. So, and then just, you can go on our website and you can email us from our website, or you can call us anytime. When you call, it's Deanna and I who answer the call and return your calls. So we're grassroots business, and when you call us, you're talking to us.
Fantastic. Molly, Deanna, thank you so much for your time today and for all that you do for our aging communities. We so appreciate you, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Paige.
Thank you so much. Have a super wonderful day. Thank you for everything that you do, and passing the message on.
Awesome. So everybody, if you have any questions, or if you know someone who could use the services of Legacy Concierge Services, please make sure that you reach out to them to get any sort of tips, hacks, tricks, empowerment information, and don't forget to always shine bright. Bye now.
Bye.